10 years ago this month, King County made a bold promise to end homelessness in 10 years. The ranks of the homeless have declined in Washington State and nationally during that time. But in the Seattle area, the number of people sleeping on the streets and in shelters has only gone up. All week, we're taking a look at the problem of homelessness in our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight. Today, KUOW's John Ryan takes a look back at the 10-year plan to end homelessness.
You can find evidence of Seattle's rising tide of homelessness in lots of places.
So this is 3rd Avenue.
Angie Davis takes me on a tour of SoDo. On weekdays, commuters park along the curbs of this mostly industrial area south of downtown Seattle. And 24/7, so do the tents, recreational vehicles, and cardboard structures of the homeless. Davis heads a group called the SoDo Business Improvement Association.
There's somebody living underneath that box truck right there in the back. Sleeping bag and a bunch of stuff pushed underneath there, so we got a little bit of shelter from the weather.
We drive by one stretch of sidewalk where cardboard homes squat between a razor wire fence and a Mercedes-Benz. Down the block, more cardboard homes next to a Cadillac Escalade.
I would not walk down that street by myself.
According to the latest count in January, more than 3,700 people live on the streets of King County. An even bigger number have some temporary roof over their heads in homeless shelters or transitional housing. At the wheel of her Mercedes, Davis says she empathizes with people living on the streets, but she asks,
why is it other big cities don't have the same issue?
More people are without homes in the Seattle area than in other cities our size. Only the New York, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas areas have bigger homeless populations than we do.
My name is Vince Mandalonis. I work at the United Way of King County as their director of ending homelessness.
That's a pretty ambitious job title.
It's a very ambitious job title. Some days it's harder to live up to than others, but that's our aspiration in a community like ours. We shouldn't have thousands of people that are homeless.
Vince Mandalonis was part of a group of government and non-government officials that formed back in 2001. Over the next few years, they came up with King County's 10-year plan to end homelessness. Around the same time that Committee to End Homelessness was getting started, the Bush administration essentially required communities around the country to come up with these kinds of plans if they wanted to keep getting federal dollars to help the homeless. The Bush administration focused on ending chronic homelessness. The long-term homeless are a small but costly fraction of the homeless population. Many communities, including the Seattle area, aimed higher. They came up with 10-year plans to end homelessness altogether. Here's Vince Mandalonis.
We're really fortunate. We live in a very compassionate community.
Seattle's liberal voters and politicians don't mind spending money on social problems, and there's a lot of money here. King County has the largest United Way in the country, and the world's wealthiest foundation, the Gates Foundation, puts money toward the homeless in its hometown. All told, roughly $1 billion has gone to help the homeless over the past decade in King County. Nearly 6,000 units of affordable housing have been built. That's more than any city except New York or L.A. Yet the effort is losing ground.
Boy, it would be nice to be able to say there's one or two main reasons why we've not achieved our goal of ending homelessness. Unfortunately, it's so much more complicated than that.
Get to know even a few homeless people, and you'll find out there are many ways to wind up on the streets. One morning at the Connection Shelter in downtown Seattle, I spoke with Aaron McFadder, a man named Michael, who declined to give his last name, Gary Ierley, and Jonathan Morrell.
I worked on that tunnel job down there at the Husky Stadium. I was down there for 5 months, and I was doing really good, and all of a sudden got laid off. I need some work.
Everybody in here got a different situation in here why they became homeless. In my scenario is, yeah, I just got out of prison. That's why I'm down here.
They need to quit trying to charge $1,300 a month for a 400-square-foot studio.
Yeah, like they're doing in the U District.
I was in a car accident, and after that, I mean, just everything just spiraled out of control. Snapped my neck. So I was unable to work for a while, and I just fell down on bad luck. A few years later, I'm still trying to pick up the pieces, you know. I've been through some real tough times, and I mean, you know what I'm saying, I'm down at the rock bottom right now. I have nothing. And I feel like it's nowhere to go but up from here.
Even though we're all frustrated and beyond frustrated and disappointed with some of the results, including the increased count on the streets, which is devastating, we have accomplished a lot of good work that we have been recognized for.
Dan Brettler has been a leader of the Committee to End Homelessness since it began. He's also the CEO of Car Toys.
Thousands of people have gotten a roof over their head. The problem is there's been a significantly higher inbound flow of people coming into the homeless cycle than we anticipated.
Homeless advocates point to forces far beyond the committee's influence, everything from broken mental health systems to racial disparities. Two-thirds of all homeless people in King County are people of color, even though people of color only make up one-third of the population. Dan Brettler singles out the recession that hit midway through the 10-year plan, but he says even the booming economy of present-day Seattle is still dumping people on the streets. And this might not be the kind of talk you'd expect to hear from a CEO.
We have a very thriving, healthy, growing GDP economy. We're creating poverty at unprecedented levels at the same time. That's a broken economy fundamentally, so there's something inherently wrong with our economic structure.
Of course, many of the root causes of homelessness aren't limited to King County, so why are things getting worse here when they aren't nationally? One reason, according to Vince Matalonis, the 10-year plan didn't focus enough on root causes, like the lack of affordable housing in this booming metropolis.
Seattle's the fastest growing city in the country last year, so rich, poor, and otherwise, we attract a lot of people here. A lot of people get here and find that they struggle with the cost of living and the cost of housing, and which puts them at risk for homelessness.
Among other things, the 10-year plan focused on providing permanent housing for the homeless rather than shelter beds. But since housing is expensive and slow to build, the county wound up with even more people lacking shelter of any kind.
You know, we have this saying, we can't build our way out of it. We're never going to be able to build enough housing if we don't reduce the number of people becoming homeless.
The Committee to End Homelessness has been working to revise its strategy now that the 10-year plan is ending and local homelessness is worse than ever. Committee members mostly avoid saying anybody did anything wrong or promised too much in the old plan. The language of choice is that they're pivoting to a next chapter. Talk of ending homelessness is being replaced with a less lofty goal, making homelessness rare and brief when it does occur. King County has a long way to go on both those goals. Right now, people typically go without a home for more than 4 months. 3 weeks is the target. The committee's members say a new strategy will enable them to help the homeless more effectively, but they say that tackling root causes of homelessness, like inequity, can't just be one committee's job. It'll take the whole community. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
The Committee to End Homelessness is holding its final meeting to gather public input on its new strategy this Thursday at 9 in the morning at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. Our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight, is a collaboration between KUOW and Investigate West. Tomorrow, a look at why some of King County's shelters for homeless families actually have empty beds. To see the whole series online, go to our website, kuow.org.